NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Overcast today with a chance for mixed precipitation changing to all rain. High of 40. Northwesterly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. 23 tonight, mainly clear. 51 tomorrow, cloudy. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 37.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The latest data on inflation has certainly gotten President Biden's attention, and some energy analysts believe concerns about soaring gas prices could lead to the administration limiting the annual biofuel mandates under the renewable fuel standard. An analysis by Clearview Energy Partners estimates the current cost of RFS compliance at 14 cents a gallon, up from 6 cents a year ago. The analysis says although RFS leniency comes with Farm Belt political backlash, it says Biden is having to depend less on his immediate predecessor on the corn and soy growing regions for the 2020 victory. In any case, they suggest that the Biden White House may face more imminent challenge, staving off perceptions of being staffed like a third Obama administration, but trapped in a second Carter term. An EPA rule setting blending requirements for 21 and 22 has been under the review of the Office of Management and Budget since August. Former U.S. Ambassador to China, Terry Branstad, said he met last week with U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai, urging her to negotiate an extension to the Phase 1 trade deal with China. That agreement to purchase U.S. ag commodities by the Chinese under the deal expires December 31st. He said, I think we need to see a Phase 1 extension, and he said it's been great. Record sales for corn, soybeans, and pork to China. Branstad and his former chief of staff starting a consulting group to advise parties wanting to do business with China. During the trip to D.C. last week, he also met with China's ambassador to the U.S. And sales of tractors up 11% through October this year compared to the first 10 months of 2020, according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Now's a great time to step into a new pair of boots and save to boot as well at Fashion Direct Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Their boot sale is underway with discounts on all Wolverine, Ariat, Double H, Red Wing, and Justin boots in stock. You'll find the name brands and the selection you want and the prices that you like. The annual boot sale is underway through Sunday at Valley Vet Supply and Fashion Direct East Highway 36 in Marysville. Don't miss out.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The family of a Kansas woman who died in a head-on crash Wednesday was the mother of four children, according to a GoFundMe page. Elizabeth Colling, 39, of Pontwin, died just before 7 a.m. Wednesday when a 2006 Honda Pilot driven by Trella Marie Batten, 62, of Whitewater, was westbound on Kansas 196 just east of Hillside Road, passing two other vehicles. The Honda struck an eastbound 2008 Hyundai Elantra driven by Colling head-on. After the crash, the Honda veered right and struck a westbound 2018 Freightliner semi driven by Joseph Lee Mask, 43, of Salina. The Kansas Food Bank is asking for donations and volunteers ahead of what organizers predict could be the busiest holiday season in years. Kansas Food Bank President and CEO Brian Walker says, "We're not out of food, but we have a lot of empty slots in our warehouse." If you'd like to support the food bank by donating or volunteering, just go to kansasfoodbank.org. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Three Texas women were arrested in Jackson County for stealing iPhones and other items from several Walmart stores. The Jackson County Sheriff's Office said they received a call about a possible theft at the Holton Walmart around 10 a.m. on Tuesday. Deputies were given a description of the suspect's vehicle and were able to stop the car on Banner Road. The Sheriff's Office said deputies found Giovanna Davis, 25, Desiree Dunford, 27, and Valisa Allen, 25, all of Galveston, Texas, with stolen merchandise from the Holton Walmart. Deputies said they also had 22 iPhones believed to be stolen from a Walmart in Houston. The Derby Police Department is investigating a threat against a high school made on social media. Principal Tim Hamblin said in a letter to parents that the incident was immediately reported to police. The letter did not give specifics about the threat other than it had referenced Derby High School and November 16th. Hamblin says safety is a top priority and encouraged anyone who sees anything that concerns them to report it to USD 260 and authorities. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Kellogg Company has filed a lawsuit against its local union in Omaha. It's complaining that striking workers are blocking entrances to its cereal plant and intimidating replacement workers who are entering the plant. The company based in Battle Creek, Michigan, asked the judge to order the Omaha chapter of the Bakery, Confectionery, Tobacco Workers, and Grain Millers International Union to stop interfering with its business while workers picket outside the plant. The workers in Omaha and at Kellogg's three other U.S. cereal plants have been on strike since October 5th. 2 days of contract talks earlier this month failed to produce an agreement. Nebraska State Auditor Charlie Jansen says he won't seek re-election, and he endorsed his predecessor, Lieutenant Governor Mike Foley, who plans to run for his old office. Jansen and Foley, both Republicans, have held their current jobs since 2015. Jansen says he plans to remain active in politics as a free agent and could run for office in the future. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard. Aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Farmers and private landowners seeking conservation planning and financial assistance are reminded of a November 19th deadline for application for the 2022 Environmental Quality Incentives Program. Equip Assistance provides farmers structural and management practices that help with natural resource concerns on working agricultural lands, such as soil conservation or water quality. Many of these practices also provide supplemental benefits such as improved soil health, wildlife habitat, and energy conservation. Next Friday's deadline applies to all general EQIP programs, including conservation practices that address resource concerns to improve soil health, grazing lands, and forest lands, water quality, water quantity, and livestock feeding operations. Interested producers can apply at their local USDA service center or online through farmers.gov. USDA service centers are open for business by appointment only. Dr. Haley Lowell joins the staff of Community Memorial Healthcare as a family physician who will start this month at the Blue Rapids Clinic and will join staff in obstetrics and maternal care at CMH. Completing her medical degree in 2018, Lowell recently started a 3-year residency in Wisconsin. She is a Concordia native, the daughter of Charlie and Elaine Bowers. City of Washington preparing for a planned power outage Monday, November 15th. The city will be performing regular maintenance on Circuit 3 beginning at 8:30 a.m. The planned outage could be up to 8 hours on Monday for parts of the city of Washington. Marysville High School assisted in hosting a parent engagement night Wednesday with a guest speaker focused on the issue of teen suicide. This growing concern was addressed by Adrian Costner, who lost a son to suicide.
Said, my name is Adrian Costner, and I have been working at trying to spread the awareness about mental health and what the negative consequences are and what the things that we can do to make a difference for our young people. And what motivated me to start doing that was I lost my son to suicide 2 years ago and found out that there's a lot of things that most of us just don't know. And that the more we do know about what's going on, the more chance we have to help these young people and prevent these types of things happening.
Adrian Costner identified keys that parents should be aware of with children and young adults.
Well, young people tend to hide if what their problems are. They tend to pretend that things are okay when they're not. Asking for help is very difficult. And that's for most people, but it seems to be especially with these youth. They're not comfortable asking for help or even acknowledging that they need help if they're having trouble. And that makes it very difficult to notice what's going on. So there's a lot of things to look for. The lack of loss of interest in things that used to interest them, isolation, if they aren't spending time with their friends like they had been before, moodiness, but a lot of the things that we would naturally look for are common amongst teenagers, like altered sleep patterns, moodiness, rebelliousness, those types of things we write those off when teenagers act that way without realizing how much it is an indicator of them having problems.
Lynn D. Farmer Lord, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Visitation Friday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Farmer Lord. Lemoyne Hank Sisk, age 97, of Frankfort, passed away August 12. Funeral service Saturday, 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Frankfort City Cemetery. Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Hank Sisk.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
With all of the hustle and bustle getting ready for Thanksgiving, let the Marshall County Arts Cooperative do the cooking for you Thursday at Soup Day from 11 until 7 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. We're serving chili, chicken noodle, potato, white chicken chili, chicken tortilla, and creamy sausage tortellini soups. Yum! We also have walking tacos, hot dogs, and chili dogs. To top it off, Marshall County's best bakers are serving pies and other scrumptious desserts. Your free will donation supports the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Call 785-859-4260 for carryout or delivery. Just a reminder, Marshall County Arts Cooperative Soup Day from 11 until 7 at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Isolated rain and snow showers this afternoon. Mostly cloudy and a high near 40. Northwest wind gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Tonight the clouds roll in with an overnight low around 20. Northwest wind gust up to 30 miles per hour. For Saturday, partly sunny skies and a high near 50. For Sunday, partly sunny skies and a high near 50. Northwest wind gust up to 25 miles per hour. Going into next week, we're going to start to see a warm-up. Monday, mostly sunny and a high in the low 60s. Tuesday, mostly sunny and a high near 70. This is above average for this time of year, and this is due to a shift in the wind patterns. Following the low-pressure system moving through our area right now, we'll have a ridge of high pressure bringing us some southerly winds and warmer temperatures. Going into Wednesday, we have another low-pressure system that's going to drop us down 20 degrees. I'm meteorologist Amanda Edwards.
Average high temperature mid-November 56, record high on this date 77. The average low 33 and the record low 7 degrees. Sunset this evening 5:16. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
Animals certainly have their own unique languages. Should we be surprised that they also have regional dialects or accents? That's our topic today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 12th, the 316th day of the year. Folk rock hero Neil Young has a birthday, and Tom Seaver won his third Cy Young Award 46 years ago. Here's an astounding bit of trivia we stumbled upon recently. Did you know that animals can have regional dialects or accents? Ornithologists have long observed that bird calls will vary between regions of the country. Those who study whale songs say there are distinct intonations that vary with region. And studies by a London university have found that elephants and goats display social dialects. Their bleats or calls will vary from herd to herd. When an individual changes herds, its vocalizations also change, taking on the accent of its new family. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Shop the timeless simplicity of Moonlight Tango wedding gowns and the free-spirited, fashion-forward styles of Simply Val Stefani. With a trunk show at Diane's Dresses, Etc. and Wymore. Try on sample gowns and sparkle for less with 10% off these lines. The show runs from Friday the 12th through Saturday the 20th. So book your appointment today, either on Diane's Dresses, Etc. Facebook page or by calling 645-3168.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Kansas State has turned around its season after three straight losses. It now has three wins in a row to become eligible for a bowl game. Now the Wildcats will try to keep the momentum going when they head home to face West Virginia. The Mountaineers are trying to turn their own season around after a lopsided loss to Oklahoma State last week. Game time at Bill Snyder Family Stadium is this Saturday at 11 a.m. And that game will be seen on Fox Sports 1. After suffering its eighth straight loss of the 2021 season last Saturday, Kansas football is hitting the road to take on Texas. The Jayhawks, 1-8 overall, 0-6 in the Big 12, suffered their 13th straight loss to their in-state rival K-State in the 2021 Sunflower Showdown. Now Kansas is turning its attention toward its next opponent, the Texas Longhorns. Kickoff is set for 6:30 p.m. Saturday, and the game will be televised on ESPNU. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
On select models with approved credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
The Kansas City Chiefs find themselves in an unusual spot headed into their first meeting of the season against their fiercest AFC West rivals. For the first time since 2016, the Chiefs are looking up at the Raiders in the standings headed into their meeting on Sunday night. Kansas City has dominated this division for the previous four seasons and the rivalry since Andy Reid arrived as coach in 2013. But with the defense getting repeatedly gashed early in the season and Patrick Mahomes and a high-powered offense struggling in the past few weeks, the Chiefs look nothing like the team that has represented the AFC in the past two Super Bowls. Switching gears and switching sports, Louisville Slugger and MLB Network announced Thursday night that Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez has been named an American League Silver Slugger Award winner for 2021. This marks Perez's fourth such honor in 2016, 18, and 20, surpassing George Brett for the most in franchise history since the award was introduced in 1980. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Postseason football playoffs continue tonight. Sectional playoffs. Axtell kicks off at Waverly at 7. Live broadcast on KNDY-FM 95.5 with the Cape Reps pregame show at 6. TVL roundup at 6:30. And pregame coverage ahead of the 7 o'clock kickoff. Axtell, undefeated, 10 starts versus Waverly, 7-1. Centralia plays host to Linden. Centralia 7-2, Linden 6-3 on the season. Special guest Melissa Holly, head coach of the Hanover Lady Wildcat volleyball team who won the state title. A guest following evening sports airing at about 5:30 tonight.
Normally a priest's words are to inspire the local congregation. In this case, the priest's words sent him to jail and then to the U.S. Supreme Court to decide his case. The issue wasn't so much about what the priest said, but rather what he refused to say. The ruling on a small town priest who wound up in the highest court in the land is this edition of the American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Near the end of the Civil War, the Missouri legislature adopted a loyalty oath for all professional employees. That oath required one to state they had always been loyal to the nation or been denied many jobs in the state, both public and private. A Catholic priest, Father John Cummings, believed that was against the law, preached against it, and was taken to court and then to jail.
When he was asked to say guilty or not guilty in front of a judge here in Pike County, he recited the Apostles' Creed.
Brent Angle shares the story from the Louisiana Area Historical Museum.
He refused to be released. He would not do so, and he was, you know, very tolerant what his circumstance was, and so, no, he didn't get out, and he had people fighting for him.
Finally, the case reached the nation's highest court in 1867.
The Supreme Court came down 5-4 in the case, including the Chief Justice, Salmon Chase, who was at the time pretty powerful, and he voted against Father Cummings.
But the 5-4 ruling was in Father Cummings' favor. His 2-year fight was over, proving he did not need to take a loyalty oath.
His case, again, stands as one of those people look back to now and say, that was about free speech, wasn't it? Yes, it was. We've had, you know, Hugo Black said it's one of the cases that proves the American system works, because this is all about free speech.
The Missouri legislature simply didn't enforce the oath. Finally, over a decade later, a new state constitution was written which omitted any mention of that oath. The case, brought by the priest and the church, stands as a key moment in favor of a citizen's First Amendment rights. Traveling the countryside in Louisiana, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 77 acres more or less, in Marshall County to be sold for Rosalind Runge and Charlene Virsch. Sale Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at Summerfield Community Center. The property, just short of 77 taxable acres, is located at the intersection of 26th Road and Eagle Road, Summerfield, 4.5 miles south on Highway 99 and 3/4 mile east on Eagle Road. The property is nearly all cropland. Again, provides an excellent location for farming, residing, and investing. For inspection, contact Prell Realty and Auction. Don Prell, Steve Prell, Valerie Pell. This land auction Saturday, November 13th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Summerfield Community Center.
Human athletes can have problems with joint and muscle pain, and so do athletic horses. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If you push your horse to the limits, watch out for hock lameness as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Such a shame when a beautiful athletic horse is affected by hock lameness in his hind legs and then he can't run or jump anymore. This is a common malady in performance horses that push from their hind end, stressing the hock joints. Doug Novick specializes in horse veterinary care. He says the condition starts out with inflammation, then progresses to arthritis. The horse can end up with a joint fused together. Novick says you can prevent hock lameness by watching for subtle signs.
Jumping horses will sometimes either refuse to jump or even more subtly start jumping off to one side or the other. Occasionally you'll see back pain. Another common thing I hear is a horse starts out stiff and then warms up, so it takes a while to get them going where they used to just come out and be free-flowing. Horses won't go down hills, or when they go down hills, they start walking sideways.
If you notice your horse displaying any of these symptoms, there is a variation of treatment.
It can be anything from simply giving the horse rest and or giving the horse some pain medication. What I do very, very commonly is joint injections, putting medication directly into the hock joints that are affected, or you can try prophylactic treatment with systemic joint medications given either intravenously or intramuscularly.
The outcome might be better if there is only inflammation and not arthritis. And if it's early on in the disease, just one treatment might take care of it. However, most people continue to put the horse through the activity that caused the inflammation, so the horse will likely need periodic treatment. Learn more about hock lameness at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Ladies, what are you wearing this fall? Shop Classics with a Twist with Alfred Dunner. New arrivals always 20% off at Diane's Dresses, etc. in Wymore.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
The COVID-19 pandemic has been a global disruptor of nutrition. Up next on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I speak from experience when I say that the right tools help keep a farm, a ranch, or a household running smoothly. The folks at Gempler's know that too. It's why they carry the tool brands you trust to help you work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. It's Gempler's specialty. Family owned and independent, just like their customers, just like you. More than 30,000 problem-solving tools and gear in stock. Shop Gempler's.com today and avoid downtime tomorrow. The head nutritionist for the U.S. Agency for International Development says the COVID-19 pandemic has amped up nutrition problems globally. Sean Baker spoke during a virtual nutrition discussion sponsored by the Farm Journal Foundation to coincide with the World Food Prize event.
The crisis we're living through today, the COVID pandemic, to my mind, with 40 years of experience, is the gravest crisis to hit nutrition ever. Because it's disrupting every system that families rely on to nourish their families.
Baker cites research that predicts, worst case, an additional 13 million children will suffer dangerous malnutrition-related health impacts, and child deaths due to malnutrition will increase by about 280,000. But he adds he has hope.
I may have painted a pretty grim picture, but at heart, I'm an optimist, and I think we are definitely up to the task if we join forces, because we actually know the problem. We know the solutions. If we can generate the political will that translates into the financing necessary, we can work together and truly live up to the aspirations of the Sustainable Development Goal and put an end to malnutrition everywhere.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While every farmer has a list of things that they want to do better with, and as they wrap up the year of 2021 and look forward to 2022, at the top of the list should be using your planting in the most effective and efficient ways possible. Delka Corsier, Ag Spectrum Maximum Farming Implementation Specialist, says that means using your planter to accomplish as many things as possible, including applying fertilizer.
Well, we're sitting on pretty good commodity prices, and the farmer gets bombarded, right? He gets hit with a lot of people that want to sell him something to try to improve his yields for next year. A lot of times the grower just by default gets pushed into investing money into inputs that may or may not help them, or they may or may not understand why they're using them. We feel like they should understand why they use them, why they're using their planter, and investing in the equipment they have to maximize their nutritional benefits on the planter also.
He says there are many benefits to completing multiple steps with the planter in one single pass.
Doing multiple things with that planter while they're going across that field to manage practices, to reduce passes, to enable themselves to manage a product in furrow for early nutrition in that plant, to establish it. They want to be able to put a second product on beside the row through a colder system of some type. And we've been taught to farm for convenience, and so we look at it and say, well, the planter is the most important piece of equipment on the farm.
He says you should also understand that why behind the products and practices that you're utilizing, like putting nutrition into the furrow.
Why are you doing it? What's the purposes for doing it? It should be to maximize early root growth. It should be in nutrient form, not a mineral, so it doesn't have to go through a process and be broke down to be usable. But as soon as it germinates, it can get into the seed and do what it wants to. You want to increase the phosphorus in that tissue by V3, and if you can't do that, you're using the wrong product. And so when we use that planter to do that, you have to know what your goal is and what the right product is.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority.
From stationary sheds to portable livestock shelters, 6 to 8 foot heights, Hometown Lumber and Hardware builds quality sheds in a variety of sizes. Give them your specifications and your color choice, and they'll create the perfect shelter that provides an escape for your animals from rain, hail, and high winds, plus shade from the sun. Delivery is available. Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville appreciates your business and thanks you for shopping local. It truly does make a difference.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, the House recently passed the long-awaited Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. Chad Smith with more.
The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act finally passed through the House after successfully navigating the Senate earlier this year. Andrew Walmsley, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the legislation is now headed to the president's desk.
It had earlier this summer passed the Senate and a bipartisan vote of 69-30. It's been held up in the House for some time until an agreement was finally struck late into almost the weekend, was able to pass the House, and now it is awaiting signature by the president.
Walmsley says the legislation is similar to a traditional infrastructure bill, but it also contains significant investments to benefit U.S. farmers, ranchers, and rural communities.
It is $550 billion in new spending over the next 5 years. It has $110 billion for roads and bridges. It invests in broadband, about $65 billion, which has become a crucial issue for rural America. $17 billion for our ports and inland waterways, which is key to our international competitiveness on exporting getting our goods around the world.
He says the bill also has additional benefits outside of the investments in physical infrastructure.
It also provides regulatory relief for our ag haulers hauling live animals. And there's some flexibilities that are key to ensuring those live animals get safely to their destination. So another key provision that's in there. Otherwise, we're going to wait for the president to sign the bill, which he's indicated he will. And then over time, we'll start seeing these investments in our rural communities. So this one is one that Farm Bureau supports, and we look forward to seeing it enacted into law.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
As temperatures fall, the risk of carbon monoxide poisoning goes up on the farm. Know what the symptoms are and how to keep everyone safe on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's smart to make the right agronomic choices, and it's even smarter to get rewarded for them. With the Bayer Plus Rewards program, you earn cash back on seed, herbicides, and other eligible products. And it keeps getting smarter, because now you can earn an additional 10% bonus when you send your redemption check to your retailer. To learn more, contact your retailer today. Protect your yields and get the most from your land with Bayer Plus Rewards. Visit MyBayerPlus.com and see program terms and conditions for full details.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
The doors and windows are usually shut when you're out in the shop or machine shed during cold weather. Without proper ventilation, there's a risk for carbon monoxide poisoning. The most common source is running tractors or vehicles inside. Gas-fired heaters and other equipment fueled by gas or oil can also lead to unsafe levels of exposure. Renee Anthony is the director of the Great Plains Center for Agricultural Health. She says even grain bins can harbor the colorless, odorless gas.
We had a fatality a few years back where there was some overheating during removal of, I think it was corn, and they had a small fire. They put some water into the bin, but it continued to smolder. So a smoldering fire is going to create carbon monoxide, and if it's in a contained space, there's no way to get that carbon monoxide out, so it tends to build up over time.
The initial symptoms of carbon monoxide exposure will make you feel like you're getting the flu.
So you get a little tired, a little headache, maybe a little lightheaded. As it progresses, as the concentration maybe increases and your level of carbon monoxide increases in your hemoglobin, then you can start really feeling dizzy. It may cause some feelings of nausea, and at some point, it may impair your ability to think straight.
You can avoid the danger with carbon monoxide detectors. Anthony says the best ones have a battery backup and display the concentration levels. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about carbon monoxide risks for farmers at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Friday today. Market's closing in just a little bit, so we do see a lot of green on the board after the rocky start to the day. A lot of that coming after the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export numbers that came out and showed a little bit higher than expected on some of the markets as we continue to see a lot of the grains going outward. In the wheat sales, we came in at 286 trillion metric tons. That is an additional 23 trillion of the new crop for combined sales of 309 trillion metric tons of wheat. The breakdown was 60 trillion metric tons of the hard red winter wheat, primarily going to the Philippines as the top buyer. Last week, it's sitting 152 trillion metric tons. Wheat was kind of the last of the party today going into the green after the rocky start, but they are positive right now, with December Kansas City wheat sitting 11 points higher at 839 even. We have the Chicago wheat also sitting up at 8.5. Over in the corn market, not doing too bad there. We see December corn sitting up 11 and a quarter, sitting at 580 and three quarters. March corn up 10 points as well at 588. Soybeans have definitely taken a turn for the positive direction, with November beans sitting up right now 21 and three quarters at 1234. The January up by 26 and a half right now. Bean meal for December sitting up $18.80 at 363.30. And the soybean oil for December up 11 cents sitting at 59 and a quarter. In the cotton market, they've been still kind of mixed today. Later futures in the green, some of the earlier futures still lagging just a little bit, with December cotton sitting down 69 cents right now at 117.85. March also down 21 cents. In the canola market, they've seen some decent gains. November's off the market today at 10.29 and 40 cents. January canola sitting up 22 and 80 cents, sitting up at 10.27 and at 20 cents. And the U.S. dollar index today, a little bit red on the board after some decent gains at yesterday. December index sitting 8 cents lower at 95.09. The 30-year bonds are down just a hair at 161. 10-year notes also in the green slightly at 130. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
New Frontier Ag has some great tillage pieces available right now. A like new 2015 Sunflower 14-13 Tandem Disc, 30-foot working width, incredible shape, priced at $36.5. Or a Summers 40-foot Super Coulter Plus with rolling choppers, a very nice large vertical tillage machine for $42,000. Check out these and other great farm equipment at newfrontierag.com or call 308-340-8989. New Frontier Ag, premium connection to premium equipment.
Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel offers a laid-back atmosphere where everyone feels welcome. Open Monday through Saturday starting at 5 p.m. Make a weekend of it by staying in our motel and enjoying all that Southeast Nebraska has to offer. Arbor Manor Steakhouse and Motel in Auburn. Prime rib on Fridays and Saturdays.
KNDY.
Sua Carolina, go, 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 Lina. Akali Shexanyo, Akali Shexanyo, Blasez Novina. Akali Shexanyo, Akali Shexanyo, Blasez Novina. Wróćcie Karolina, bo ja do goście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo już na moście. Wróćcie Karolina, bo ja do goście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo już na moście. Już ja się nie wrócę, już ja się nie wrócę, bo już na moście.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.